Hey, this is Eric.
And this is Justin.
And
oh, is it?
Is it?
Do it.
Hesitation. Marks. Nails. Yep. Us.
With the
review.
Now. Now you gotta do the song. You gotta say it.
Which one?
The name of the track.
Oh, I've gotta say the name of this track?
Yeah, do it.
This one is I Would Die For You. No. Should we start this one over?
No.
Okay.
They're not paying for it.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
We're reviewing the... Which number song is it?
11.
11th track off of Nine Inch Nails, Hesitation Mark. I Would For You.
I Would For You.
Justin?
You know, it's funny. My note on this is literally says this. Almost same notes as above. I really like this track from Satellite, I guess, kind of. I mean, we were talking about this last time. I think, like, Everything After Everything is great.
Mm-hmm.
From Satellite on, I mean, Satellite's, you know, like I said that it was kind of like a soundtrack release. Still a good song, but I really feel like things kind of start to shift with the ninth track, Various Methods of Escape. Mm-hmm. Running I love, this song I love. I mean, this is obviously a little bit more straightforward than Running, but I still think there's, like, some really great stuff going on. And what's funny is, you guys, you can't see this, but, like, when, right before we record this, we play the song just to kind of, like, refresh our memory. And Eric was playing along, air guitar along with it. It was pretty fantastic.
You got to. That little break in there.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. Amazing. And then you like that.
Yeah. Yeah, this one's got some great noises to it.
Yep.
It also really kind of plays around with expectations, you know, similarly like we were talking about in the other tune where it's like, you know, it would normally like build up and like the chorus would be like this big heavy crashing thing.
Right.
Here you've got like just that beginning part is very menacing. Like, I fully expect that when this song is played live that there will be serpents playing the instruments on stage. And the actual band members will only come out when it comes up to the chorus and like that sustained keyboard part.
Right.
But that other part is just serpentine and just kind of vicious and gross and spot on.
But at the same time, it's fairly, like I said, it's fairly straightforward, like verse, chorus, verse, you know.
Yeah.
It's not, and that's not to say that it's not good, but like once you've heard like the first, you know.
Yeah.
First 2 minutes of it, you know what's coming with the rest of it. But I mean, that doesn't bother me.
Right.
But yeah, you're right. It's like that part is kind of, the verse stuff is kind of like different. It has a different feel than the chorus. Ooh, what if like their face rips? What if their skin rips and they're like the V lizards underneath?
I'm for it.
That'd be good.
I can get behind that.
Yeah.
Here's the thought to kind of blow your mind.
Didn't I blow your mind this time?
Didn't I? So, what if, once we hit the song Various Methods of Escape,
yes,
what if each tune after that song are various directions that Trent Reznor feels that Nine Inch Nails could go in the future?
Yeah, I mean, but do you think it's like, I mean, do you think he's got it like that plotted out? Like, I mean, this album was like, you know, there was always, oh, we're waving goodbye to Nine Inch Nails. Who knows? Will they be back? Will they not be back? And really, like, anything he does, I mean, like, one could very easily argue the idea that, like, the Social Network soundtrack is Nine Inch Nails.
Right.
Or Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, or
How
even...
How to Destroy Angels.
Or How to Destroy Angels. Right. Well, maybe a little less. That's another thing. I'm surprised she's not on this album at all.
I think that he is aware of the fact that if he throws his wife on there, it's going to be a Linda McCartney, possibly Yoko Ono-esque kind of thing. Where the fans just won't, they'll be like, oh, he's totally not whatever.
But do you think he cares? I wouldn't care.
I don't know. But I think that maybe one of the reasons that there's How to Destroy Angels
yeah.
is because
his wife is like,
that's a way that he can let's do something with her and not have to include her in the thing that's always been just him.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, like, Trent would, like, sing backup for, like, Tori Amos, but you never saw Tori Amos show up on a Nine Inch Nails album.
That's true. Do you think that story about him and Tori Amos is true?
Which one?
The chicken one?
I don't know that story.
You don't know that story? I don't know who I heard this from. If anybody out there can verify this. So, if Trent Reznor or Tori Amos are listening.
Or the chicken.
Or the chicken. I think, you know, it was during that when he was living over on Cielo in the Manson murder house. And he had her over, and I think it was like a date or something. And, like, they were supposed to make dinner, and they were making chicken. Which already I don't believe it, because I don't believe that Tori Amos eats chicken. Right. This is so ridiculous. I can't even... I just want to go on record as saying I don't believe this, but I've heard this story, and I want to see if it's true. And for whatever reason, the chicken wouldn't cook, or it was taking forever to cook, and Tori Amos was like, oh, the spirits in the house are keeping the chicken from getting cooked, and they don't want us to eat this chicken, and... Sharon Tate doesn't want us to eat this chicken or whatever. But supposedly that happened. Who would I have heard that from?
I don't know. That does sound like something Tori Amos would say, but actually that sounds a little too normal for her.
What do you think she would say?
She'd probably be like, oh, the fairies are keeping the woodland animals from being engulfed in flames. And then Trent would be like, demons, 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 demons.
They should do an album together called Demons versus Fairies. Oh, shit. What track are we on?
Going back to the album. Track a little bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We haven't mentioned it in a couple songs because I think it's been a little bit less obvious, but this is one of those songs that, again, I feel like harkens back to some of the older Nails stuff. Like, when he gets to that point where he's like...
Yeah, the, like, build-up.
The build-up thing, yep. But then it goes into, like, the synthy thing, which, again, is, like, sort of, like... him pulling the rug out from under us, where it's like, no, we're not going to have 75 guitars come crashing in and a bunch of noise.
Right.
We're going to take this to a different place.
Yeah.
And then that wonderful, like, overdriven, like, guitar solo sound at the end.
Right.
In general, this song is going to be amazing when Robin Fink plays it live.
What song could Robin Fink play live that wouldn't be amazing? Spin Doctors track.
He could kill a Spin Doctors track. He could make that be like, oh, we have been totally wrong about the Spin Doctors all these years. And you'll be in the front row with tears going down your face being like, yes, vindicated.
The best of both worlds. yeah, I mean, about the future, back to about the future of Nine Inch Nails, though. I mean, like, I'll buy anything that he puts his name on.
Right.
But I'm not somebody who's like, everything he does is gold, or, you know, I consider myself to be fairly loyal, but like, if a musician I like takes a turn for the worse,
yeah,
I'm willing to admit it.
Right.
Liz Phair. I used to love old Liz Phair, and then she released that one album, I can't even fucking remember the name of it, but I bought it the morning it came out. And I sold it back to the store as a UCD the same day.
Wow.
And like that, I was like... And then her next album came out, and I was like, a little more... You know, I didn't run out and buy it, but I listened, you know, I think I listened to a couple tracks. Didn't like it, whatever, you know. But like, you know, and whatever. Liz Phair, if you're listening. We got really good listeners.
Oh, yeah, we do. We have a lot of great people that are checking us out today.
Yeah, thanks, guys. You know, I just want to point that out because I think it's important that people know that, like, you and I are extremely picky, and
right,
and I think we're the first to say when something sucks.
Right, even if it's somebody that we love.
Love.
But it kind of goes back to that thing where it's like, I would rather take a flawed thing by somebody who I really have a lot of respect for,
right,
who does great work, like Trent Reznor, or like Terry Gilliam, or... Right. Whatever else, you know, I would rather have those things exist than to either never have something by that person again or to have some inferior knockoff of that.
Sure. Right.
So.
Yeah.
But I definitely don't feel like with this album that I'm disappointed in it.
No.
I think that usually when you get a new album, there's a couple different ways that it unfolds. You either A, you get it, and like right away you're like, yeah, and you play it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's you get an album and you like listen to it and you're like, nope. Or you listen to an album and you're like, I don't understand this, mm-hmm. or I don't understand why so and so has done this thing to me.
Right.
But I feel like there's probably merit in it, but I'm not sure that I'm ready for it now.
Yeah.
And I feel like those are like the main sort of reactions. At least from like people that you love and you trust and that type of thing. You know, other people it's just like, what's this crap? And usually when I'm asking that question, it's the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Man, your hatred for the Red Hot Chili Peppers is equal to my love for the Spin Doctors. I just want to say, I hope nobody listening to this actually thinks I love the Spin Doctors. I feel like I have to point that out, and that I hope you know it's all a joke.
Make sure you guys send your Spin Doctors tribute artwork to Justin Shady.
Dude, I still got one of those hats. Those knit caps. Let me see how much time we got, because I have a question, but I'm really concerned.
I think that we're probably at twice the length of the song at this point.
We're 11:30. Okay, real quick.
Go ahead.
I'm going to ask this, and then it'll be like a cliffhanger for the next one. And we'll start the next one with this question, your answer.
Okay.
Out of all the albums, Nine Inch Nails albums, proper, not including all the side projects.
Proper.
What album are you the least interested? What album? I don't want to say do you dislike or like the least. I guess. What album do you like the least? Don't say it.
Well, boop, pop, beep.
Oh wait, you got to keep holding it because I still have to do it again. Say well.
Well.